And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a product of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Yudin from Ramat Beit Shemesh, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Machrio Lekaf Schut, of being done Lekaf Schut, of judging people favorably. And the truth of the matter is, since many of us are little, we've learned about this concept, which is brought down in the Mishnah and Avos, of when you see a person acting a certain way, going to a certain place, doing something that seems wrong, that we have to think that we don't really know the full picture and we don't know what's going on. And maybe really what we're seeing is not exactly it. Maybe they're going to that place because of X, Y, or Z. And the truth of the matter is, when we were younger, you know, it was sort of like that inner eye roll. We didn't really believe this new story we were painting and making up. Yeah, right. But, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. So those are the cute stories that we said. And as we grow up and as we mature and we see there's a bigger world out there and there's so many dimensions to people and their lives and their story, Tom Lekaf's Chut doesn't seem so far-fetched anymore. We all see so many people who we see one thing and then we realize there are so many layers to people. When we see one thing happening and something else could totally be happening and we don't know the full story. And as we mature, we see that as so true in real life. Whether what we're seeing is not really what's happening. What we're seeing is only a slice of the story, and there's so much more going on. People are rich with so many layers. We never know what's going on with someone emotionally. We never know what the circumstances are, what stresses a person have. And we realize that it's not so far-fetched and it's not so immature or naive to think that way. It's actually really a real reality of life. And we've had many times in our own lives where we see that people think of it one way and we know we have so much on us, or there's so much else going on, and there's such a bigger picture even in the person's own world. But there's another way we can use this concept of Dan Lekaf Schut, an even deeper layer. Ravalbi says there's another type of Dan Lekaf Schut also, and that is when we start looking at our friend the way he or she looks at herself. All arguments, hatred, frustration come between people because each person only sees it from their own different perspectives from the next person and refuses to see it from their friend, from their spouses, from their family members' perspective. So many times there's conflict because we get stuck in seeing things from our own eyes, from our own perspective, and we forget about the other person's perspective. He says you can have a poor person and you can have a wealthy person. They can have the same encounter and they can both walk away very upset. But if they would just try to look at it from the other person's perspective, even if they don't agree or think that the other person is right, it would avoid so much fighting and so many hard feelings. If the poor person would just say, you know what, it must be so hard for him. He has so many people asking him for different things and he has to deal with so many different people and spread his money out so much, it must be hard for him. It must be really, really challenging. And if the wealthy person says, you know what, I'm sure he doesn't mean to be so pushy, and it's just probably must be so hard to be so desperate for money. He says so many times, Ravalbi says, so many times there's conflict between people. And sometimes we think about these big solutions, but oftentimes it's just changing the thought process. The deepest advice, and it's really what improves all midot, all character traits between man to man, between person to person, ben adam lachavero, are due to this idea. That if we would only start looking at it in a different way of Dan Lekaf Schut, not just, oh, maybe something else is happening, but just seeing things from another person's perspective, it would change so much conflict and so many hard feelings between family members, between people we love, between people we encounter. And of course, this makes sense that this is a prerequisite for accepting the Torah. We know that the Gemara in Shabbos says that the whole entire Torah is based on v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, this concept in general of loving another person like we love ourselves. How do we love ourselves? We see the world through our own perspective. We appreciate our perspective. We put validity to our perspective. When we start looking at things through another person's perspective, that is truly loving another person. That is truly loving another person like ourselves. And it just changes so many things. When I start seeing another person that I encounter who might be giving me a hard time, maybe it's a coworker at work who is always in a bad mood or making snarky comments. Sometimes we don't even think that she's right, but if we start saying to ourselves, what must it be like from her perspective? What must it be like to always be in a bad mood? It must be so hard. What must it be like to feel like you're working so hard and you're not appreciated? Or what must it feel like to feel like someone else is succeeding? And even though we don't think they're right, all of a sudden we come to see things through their perspective, we come to appreciate them more. And it lessens the hard feelings, and that is truly the basis of being able to love and connect to others. Thank you for learning together.